The waters of the Brazos River, as they flow here through Austin County, are running fast these days. The rain finally came, busting last summer's drought. The now deeper, muddier water might make it difficult, but if you could get to the river's bottom, you might find what sounds like something you'd want to eat, mussels. Texas rivers and creeks are home to a variety of different mussels, the shells of some just a couple inches long, others growing up to a foot. But you might not want to steam them in a little white wine and butter, says mussel expert Marcia May with Texas Parks and Wildlife.
No, they are the filter feeders, the vacuum cleaners of the river system, of the water systems. So they're taking in all kinds of things that live in, that can be found in the streams and rivers, and so they could be toxic.
Too toxic to eat. And therein lies a concern that could have far-reaching effects. There are indications that as Texas waterways have become more polluted, the mussels have been disappearing. To mix the analogies, are they kind of like the canary in the coal mine?
They are. They are definitely the canary in the coal mine. They're an organism that we consider a biological indicator of the health of the system.
Following a federal judge's decision last year, five species of native Texas mussels are now designated as potentially endangered. But no one really knows just how many mussels there are. So the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is now gathering data. Scientists are literally wading in Texas waters to come up with estimates. If those estimates weren't making mussels an endangered species, it would not be good news for a state where finding enough water has become a major concern.
If mussels get listed as endangered, it's going to make it much more difficult to develop water supplies in Texas.
Robert Mace is with the Texas Water Development Board.
It may make it more difficult to build new reservoirs, for example.
Protecting endangered species can mean costly lawsuits. As wildlife advocates challenge the use of river water for farms and cities, use that can upset the delicate balance needed for river creatures to thrive. One example of a proposed project that could be challenged can be found here along the Brazos River, 25 miles southwest of Houston. To store water for the city, Houston has plans to divert millions of gallons of river water into a reservoir it would build here, covering some 9,000 acres. Officials say the stretch of the Brazos has at least two species of the threatened mussels, which could alter how or if the reservoir is ever built.
It has some major potential impacts on the economic future of the state of Texas.
Bill West is with the Guadalupe Blanco River Authority. He has nothing against mussels, but fears that if they are listed as endangered, it could lead to federal restrictions on how Texas uses its water resources. But he's optimistic it may never come to that.
I'm of the opinion there's more mussels out there than I realize.
That would be just fine with Marcia May, the state's mussel expert. She hopes the federal determination, due in 2016, will find things aren't so bad with Texas mussels, but she emphasizes why it's important to find out.
Once the mussels start going, other organisms are going to follow.
For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.